Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud, or in your heart. I know who I play for. In phase two, tap out to tap in, we learn to retreat, renew, plant, and anchor. To find holiness in rhythm and balance. But now, in phase three, we move from inner restoration to outward creation. This is where the spiritual meets the strategic, where faith meets readiness, and where preparation becomes prosperity. Because here's the truth. Prosperity doesn't show up to meet you. It shows up to meet your preparation. Everyone wants abundance, but few people prepare for it. We pray for overflow while living in disarray. We ask for more, but our systems can't hold what we already have. And here's the sting. Prosperity doesn't come from chaos. Spirit doesn't bless confusion. But let's pause, because I know some of you are already thinking, then how do I keep seeing people who live in chaos prosper? How does money seem to chase confusion? It's a fair question, and I've wrestled with it too. Spirit reminded me of something from the very beginning of this journey, all the way back to the message, out of confusion comes divine order. Chaos is not the enemy. It's the raw material of creation. It's what happens when life is rearranging itself, when old structures are dissolving to make way for new design. The problem isn't chaos. The problem is when you mistake chaos for completion and stop there. Genesis tells us the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the deep. That was chaos, but then spirit moved. Divine order spoke. Light appeared. Creation began. Chaos was never the end. It was the invitation. Here's what I know now. Chaos precedes order, but preparation activates it. Chaos steers the energy. Divine order shapes the energy. Preparation receives the energy. You can't skip any of those steps. That's why when you see people prospering in confusion, what you're witnessing is temporary momentum, energy in motion without sacred containment. Chaos can create movement, but without preparation, it eventually collapses under its own intensity. Preparation is what turns potential into permanence. It's what allows divine order to take root instead of just pass through. You can bless the chaos because it means creation is happening. You can even stand in the middle of it without fear because it means the energy is moving. But then you must prepare. Bless the chaos, then build the structure. Become the eye of the storm, calm, aware, and ready. Preparation is what gathers the energy swirling around you and gives it direction. Without preparation, creation has nowhere to land. This is why so many people experience flashes of success but can't sustain it, because the energy came, but there was no order to receive it. Spirit's law doesn't change. Abundance follows order. So when divine order begins to rise out of your chaos, don't resist it. Ready yourself for it. Clean the space. Organize your mind. Clarify your priorities. Strengthen your systems. Prepare the vessel so that when the storm clears, what remains is structure, not shambles. Because here's the sacred rebuke. Chaos is the announcement. Preparation is the answer. Order is the result. And prosperity, real, lasting, divine prosperity, flows to those who made room for it. From the very beginning, divine order has always come out of chaos, never through it. Genesis 1 opens with, "The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." That was the chaos. And what did God do next? He didn't panic. He didn't rush. He prepared. He separated the light from the darkness. Preparation. He divided the waters and gathered them into seas. Preparation. He called forth land and vegetation. Preparation. And only after everything was in place did he create humanity and breathe life into it. Creation wasn't random. It was rhythmic. God prepared the stage before he placed the star. That same pattern repeats again and again. Noah. God saw chaos spreading through the earth. Violence, confusion, corruption. But instead of destroying Noah's world overnight, he gave instructions. Build the ark. That was preparation. The ark wasn't just protection. It was the structure that would carry divine order through a storm. Joseph. Sold into slavery. Falsely imprisoned. Forgotten. Chaos. Yet even in confinement, Joseph prepared. He organized Pharaoh's prisons. He interpreted dreams with wisdom and humility. He managed scarcity so well that when famine hit, his preparation became a nation's prosperity. Moses. 40 years in the wilderness wasn't punishment. It was preparation. God was organizing him for order. Jesus. 30 years in quiet development before 3 years of public ministry. Preparation before expansion. Even Pentecost follows the same rhythm. The disciples were gathered in the upper room, uncertain, grieving, surrounded by chaos. But they stayed, they prayed, they waited in expectation. And when the Spirit came like a rushing wind, it filled the prepared space. The energy had direction because order had been established. This is heaven's pattern. Chaos announces, preparation arranges, divine order descends, prosperity manifests. So when Spirit whispers, prepare, it's not a delay, it's a divine setup. It means something's coming that requires structure strong enough to hold the weight of the blessing. Here's the sacred rebuke. Prayer alone won't build the ark. Faith alone won't build the storehouse. Divine order requires your participation. Preparation is how you say, I believe what's coming, and I'm making room for it now. Because prosperity isn't magic. It's management anointed by Spirit. Metaphysically, everything exists in polarity. Every energy has two poles, chaos and order, fear and faith, scarcity and abundance, contraction and expansion. These aren't enemies. They're expressions of the same force at different vibrations. The law of polarity teaches that if one pole exists, the other must exist also. There's no up without down, no in without out, no problem without solution. Spirit built the universe on complementary opposites so we could learn mastery, not avoidance. That means when chaos shows up, divine order is already present on the opposite end of the spectrum. The more intense the chaos, the more powerful the potential for order. The energy isn't wrong, it's just unrefined. Preparation is how you start sliding the energy along the pole, moving it from disorder to design, from confusion to clarity, from potential to prosperity. Neville Goddard said, "Change your conception of yourself, and you will automatically change the world in which you live." That's polarity in motion. You don't destroy chaos. You transmute it by choosing its opposite. Florence Scovel Shinn said, "Man's word is his wand." Every time you affirm peace in the middle of a storm, you are moving energy up the spectrum toward order. Every time you act in readiness instead of panic, you're magnetizing the higher pole of prosperity. Preparation is spiritual physics. You're telling the universe, "I recognize both poles and I choose alignment." And here's where the middle path becomes holy again. The middle is not neutral, it's magnetic. It's where both poles meet in equilibrium. This is where energy becomes usable. When you live at the extreme poles, all chaos or all control, your energy splinters. When you return to center, the current of creation flows freely through you. That's why preparation is prosperity, because it draws energy towards balance. Abraham Hicks calls this vibrational readiness. You don't have to leap from chaos straight to abundance. You just have to move a little towards peace, a little towards clarity, a little towards order. Each small movement along the pole lifts your entire frequency. You prepare by adjusting the dial, not flipping the switch. So when life feels turbulent, bless the polarity. It means you have range. It means you can choose again. Chaos isn't punishment. It's evidence that energy is active. The secret is to stop judging the extremes and start navigating them. Preparation is your steering wheel. The conscious act of moving toward order while staying anchored in presence. Here's the sacred rebuke. You can't manifest divine prosperity while demonizing half of creation. Chaos and order both serve you. Chaos steers the energy. Order shapes it. Preparation receives it. Prosperity expresses it. When you understand polarity, you stop fearing the storm and start directing it. You become the calm conductor of divine energy, guiding it from potential to manifestation. Because that's what real preparation is, the art of choosing order without rejecting chaos, the mastery of moving energy from one pole to its higher expression until your life hums in harmony with the entire spectrum. Now take a deep breath. Picture your life as a great spectrum. Every experience, every emotion, every desire has two poles: chaos and order, doubt and belief, scarcity and overflow. You are not trapped at one end. You have the power to move. Let these reflections show you where you are and where spirit is calling you next. Number one. Where am I currently standing on the spectrum between chaos and order? In what areas of my life do things feel scattered or unclear? Where do I already sense divine order trying to emerge? Number two, what poles have defined my story recently? Have I been living between fear and faith, exhaustion and ease, scarcity and abundance, control and surrender? Which end feels most familiar, and which end am I ready to move toward? Number three, what emotions or belief keep me anchored in the lower pole? Am I mistaking safety for stagnation? Am I confusing movement with progress? What thought would represent a small but honest shift toward the higher vibration? Number four, how is chaos showing up as raw creative energy in my life right now? What if this isn't breakdown but breakthrough? What is trying to be rearranged for greater alignment? Number five, what preparation is required for me to receive divine order? What physical space, relationship, or system needs to be cleared or structured? What inner shift of belief or vibration must happen so that order has a place to land? Number six, what is one small action or habit that moves me toward the higher pole? A prayer, a boundary, a morning ritual, a moment of silence. What's one thing can I do today that says I am preparing to receive? Number seven, how will I celebrate each movement along the spectrum, not just the destination? How can I honor the process of becoming more aligned, more ready, more at peace? What does joy in the middle look like for me? Here's the truth. Chaos isn't your punishment. It's your proof that something powerful is being rearranged. Every great creation begins with movement that looks messy. Every rebirth starts with something shaken loose. Chaos is the signal, but preparation is the strategy. When divine order starts to rise, it needs a space to land. That's what preparation is, the building of the altar before the fire descends. So bless the chaos. Don't curse it. Don't resist it. Bless it. Because it means energy is moving, creation is stirring, heaven is organizing something with your name on it. And then prepare. Clear your field. Tend your systems. Ready your heart. Raise your vibration. Do what you can with what you have from where you are. And watch how quickly divine order fills the space you've prepared. Because chaos and order are not enemies. They're partners in creation. You are the bridge between them. Extremes will always exist. That's polarity. But you decide where you stand on the spectrum. You decide how far chaos gets to move before it turns into creation. Here's the sacred rebuke. Prosperity is not waiting for you in the future. It's waiting for you in your readiness. Spirit doesn't bless confusion. Spirit blesses order. And order begins the moment you prepare. So say with me now, chaos is my cue. Preparation is my power. And divine order is my prosperity. And this is why I know who I play for, because I know I can bless what's breaking, prepare while it's forming, and receive when it's ready. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay whole, and stay rich. In readiness, in rhythm, and in the divine order that always follows chaos. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and eats food again. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.